After that debacle, Slate and I gave up investigations for a while, and just had fun. But eventually we both decided it was time to start work properly. Slate, perhaps we should go through the details of the problem on Phobos. She cleared the wall screen, and scattered a whole array of documents across the surface.
Where shall we start?
With a top-level summary of the losses, compared with the ones we saw on Callisto. A chart opened, with two traces spilling across it. Red for Phobos, blue for Callisto. They were mostly flat, with irregular spikes showing the discrepancy pattern. Irregular, but averaging out at more or less one a week when you looked at the big picture. Callisto came out slightly more often, Phobos slightly less. Other than that, there really wasn't a great deal of similarity. Different days, different amounts, different principal components. I was missing something. Slate, we did leave the old code on Callisto running in parallel with the new, didn't we?
Absolutely. With triggers to send an alert down to us, if ever the problem surfaced again.
And have the triggers fired at all?
Not at all, Mitt. Not even once.
But why not? We never found the root cause. Why isn't the same problem happening every few days still? Slate was silent for a while.
That's a really good question. I have no idea. Maybe, whatever situation was causing it has gone away?
That would be an absurd coincidence.
Or maybe it was an insider job, and the person is keeping a low profile? Maybe we frightened them off?
I wasn't convinced, but we lacked information. So, is there any more we can do for now?
Not really. I can show you the same data in different charts, but you're not going to learn anything helpful by looking at them.
So we didn't do that. We cleared the screens, out of habit, then Slate got on with whatever she did when I was not conversing with her.